KVNA FM, where music matters. Allison Pontier with Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's Jules here. Good morning and welcome to the KVNA FM airwaves, Allison Pontier.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Here in Northern Arizona, we are excited to meet you and get to know more about you. You're zooming in from where today?
I'm zooming in from my very messy room in Brooklyn.
I was going to say, it looks like your wardrobe closet back there.
I have costumes. I have all my little clay sculptures of aliens in here. I have all my movie posters. It's like my crazy creative space.
Your she shack.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Now, Allison, even though you're zooming in from Brooklyn, you've spent time in Texas. Did you grow up there?
I did. I grew up in Texas from when I was about 5 to my adulthood, but I lived in Phoenix for from age like a little before I was 1 until I was 5.
Wow. Well, that's a neat connection to Arizona. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Course.
The reason I asked about you growing up in Texas is because I pick up a little Nancy Griffith likeness in your vocals. And your demeanor, too, in your live shows. You deliver heavy topics, but in a light, friendly connection with your audience. Now, was Nancy Griffith an influence in your life?
It's kind of funny that you say that, because I don't think like I sought that out intentionally, but I grew up listening to a lot of music like hers or adjacent to hers. And so I think maybe subconsciously, yes. but thank you. Thank you so much for talking about my show. I mean, it was, I don't know. I love those shows, and it is fun to kind of deliver a hard topic in a sweet way.
And you parade the costumes at each and every show. Are you heavily involved in those creations?
Well, I mean, what can I say? I love a costume. And I do have a stylist. One of my best friends, Megan McDearman, helped style me for my shows, but it's usually because I'm like, I want to be in a full tux, or I want to look like a fairy, et cetera, and so forth. I just think it's fun. I think it's fun to wear something you wouldn't normally wear. And it helps me get into the character of, oh, I'm performing Allison right now, not just Allison that sits at home and is in her costume closet.
That's cool. For me, it's a microphone. If I have a microphone in my hand, it's showtime. You know, we were talking about Hollywood Forever Cemetery and your costumes. Talk about the video for that song. You really had a lot of fun doing that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think visually, I have almost as fun as I have when I make the songs. It's so much fun to think outside of the box in the sense of like, I get to make my own characters. I get to design my own outfits. I get to come up with what crazy locations we get to fabricate, like an Old West scene or a nightclub in a cave. It is extremely fun. And I have no idea why anyone lets me do it, but I'm just going to keep pretending like I know what I'm doing until someone stops me.
Well, You're very convincing. Your creativity is definitely infectious. You've got a new release that just came out this summer, the second EP from Alice and Pontier. It's just about a year after the previous release, your debut. So the new one's called Shaking Hands with Elvis. It's an EP that's now available. And tell us about that musical progression between the two, because they came out so quickly.
It's funny you say that. It felt like a lifetime between the two, but maybe that's just because it's my first time. Like, Faking My Own Death was my very first EP ever. It was my first real like introduction to the world. That EP was wholly about me figuring myself out, especially my coming out journey, which was difficult, but taught me so much and made me like myself so much more. And then Shaking Hands with Elvis is about talking about difficult things, talking about maybe my struggle with my own attention deficit disorder, my struggle with appearing too sensitive to other people that maybe don't understand. And ultimately, the title track is about someone that I lost this past year and dealing with loss and how hard that has been. It is a EP that talks about things that sounds sad. Like, as I'm saying it, it sounds sad, but it's maybe my most fun EP of the two. It's more poppy and it's more you can dance to this one much easier than the first one, and I find that really funny, and I find that really me. I think talking about hard things and dancing while you talk about them is very me. So
and let's hear another cut from the Shaking Hands with Elvis EP, Alice and Pontier with Hardcore, KVNA FM.
Got tear stain. My favorite record is a slow jam. Just shows you what a wimp I am. I get emo when I watch TV. It always feels like they're talking to me. I broke down on the yellow line train. Can't lie about what's on my brain. I know I've ruined a night of. I couldn't hold back my views. Family dinner turned off the news. Stuck in a silent room. And I'd rather die by the truth and hide away feeling shades of blue. I've ruined a night or two. Cause it's hard being hardcore. I'll cut the lights and cry in the dark more. If you don't feel them, it's hard being hardcore. Everybody's got the same blank face. Tough roughing up the place. When you're not putting up a front, now you're the crazy one. Leather jackets line up at the bar, good at hiding who they are. Everybody's got the same blank face. Cause it's hard being hardcore. I'll cut the lights and cry in the dark more. If you don't feel the shades of blue. You want tears? I've shed a few. Cause it's hard being hardcore. I'll cut the lights and cry in.
FM, Arizona's Adult Alternative. Jules here, along with Allison Pontier. We just heard her song Hardcore from her latest EP, Shaking Hands with Elvis. Now, you've toured with Bleachers already. I mean, two EPs, and you've already had such great luck out there on the road. Did Jack Antonoff have any effect on you with this new music?
I mean, he's had an effect on me since before I even met him. The first real stadium concert that I ever went to, because when I was growing up, I didn't get to do a lot of things. I didn't go to a lot of concerts. So my first real stadium concert was as an adult. I went to see Lorde in 2017. Mm-hmm. And as a special guest, total surprise, Jack came out and played New York by St. Vincent, which was my favorite song at the time. And I remember just crying my eyes out, seeing everyone with their phones light up and all just connect with each other in this moment. I'm like tearing up talking about it now. And I've talked about it many times, so I don't know why it still gets to me. But Jack has influenced me a lot, whether it's through the artists I love or, you know, actually on tour. He's such a kind person and just loves music for the right reasons. I really look up to him, and I am really, really glad that this was a good meet your hero situation.
And he certainly is a great producer. So that's why I thought maybe you had picked up some tips from him, because on this second EP, you really do put a lot more production elements into the songs. Jack's really great at that. And I feel like you're following in his footsteps with that subtle ability to bring in great production elements.
Well, that's a huge compliment, and I hope that's true. I mean, I listen to so many things he's done, and I've loved so many things he's done. And for me, it's really about like keeping the songs and the production classic enough that they'll be timeless forever, while still being adventurous enough to try new things and not be afraid to push the boundaries a little bit. I mean, I'm still learning so much. And I'm always wanting to get better. And I recognize that in him, where he always wants to do the next coolest, exciting thing, but make a record that lasts forever. And I think that's what a great producer is. So
agreed. Well, keep it up, because you're off to a great start already. You know, at first, actually talking about Hollywood Forever Cemetery, I thought maybe you were making a commentary on the music industry. Am I going too deep there, or?
I don't think that that's crazy at all. Hollywood Forever Cemetery is a song about the entertainment industry as a whole, and especially the entertainment industry a long time ago. I know that things have changed the way that we interact, and it's safer in a lot of ways for women in entertainment than it was a long time ago. But I think we can use those experiences and lessons to inform where we still can work on things today. I was really inspired by Marilyn Monroe, and even though she's not buried at Hollywood Forever Cemetery, I really wanted to imagine a world where after she died, she was in a place where she felt recognized, loved, and appreciated. And I'm really, really just drawn to stories about famous women that had hard personal lives and were still icons, even though the world didn't treat them with the respect that they ultimately deserved.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, but it's also kind of a dance song.
Oh, yes.
Kind of dance to it.
And it's totally cool. And, you know, and a lot of the tracks on Shaking Hands with Elvis, the EP, make you feel the same way. I mean, you just want to get up and dance and have fun with it. And again, heavy topics discussed, but you feel better after you listen to the songs. So I encourage everybody to check out the new one from Allison Pontier, Shaking Hands with Elvis. And are you going to be making a trip to Arizona anytime
soon? I would love to. I would love to come to Arizona. Yeah, someone give me some good reasons to come out there, and I'm there. If enough fans hit me up about it, I'll definitely come.
All right. Well, where can we find you on social media so we can make sure to get you that feedback?
All of my handles are just my name, Allison Pontier, AllisonPontier. I have a weird last name. I'm sorry. I wish I didn't.
I love saying it. Is there a New Orleans connection, a French connection?
Yeah. My dad's side's from Louisiana. And yeah, we're we're Louisianians on one side.
Very cool. Allison, thank you so much for joining us on the air here in Northern Arizona, KVNA FM with Allison Pontier. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.